Now, apparently mental health services for children in Northern Ireland aren't what they should be, and the Children's Commissioner is concerned about this. I want to speak to Cúla Iosoma. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Why are you so concerned?
Well, I've been concerned for some time, and it mainly because what we're seeing is very high numbers of young people being referred. As is well known, Northern Ireland has the highest numbers proportionately of young people self-harming and dying through suicide. But also when you talk to young people themselves, over the past 3 or 4 years, one of their top two issues is always their emotional well-being and their mental health. So this is a very serious situation we face. And one of the reasons we've announced today and reminded people about our survey is that we want to hear from young people themselves about their experiences so that we can better understand the system so that I can advise government accordingly.
How ill do young people need to be in terms of mental health before they are referred for what I think is known as Tier 3 services?
Yes. So a Tier 3 service is, I suppose the best way to describe it, is officially the first level of the formal adolescent and mental health system. And I just want to say before I say how ill, the Tiers 1 and 2 are services run in the community, some excellent services run in the community, both by the statutory sector but also by the voluntary and community sector. Now, to access what we call, you know, Tier 3, Level 3, generally you need to be referred to by a medical professional, usually your GP. So we trust, you know, it's not just anyone ringing up saying, I want to access a child and adolescent mental health services. You've already been assessed by generally your doctor. So I would suggest you have to be fairly poorly to get that assessment. Now, is there a question about whether our GPs need to be better trained to understand children, child and adolescent mental health, and how it shows itself? Probably that would be true, but that's what we're trying to find out. So through our survey and also by looking at the data.
So is it down to choice of health professional or the decision made by the health professional, or is it down to money?
I suspect it's. I don't think a health professional, if they had a poorly child in front of them, would ever say no. I do think we have only so much money to go round. But what we do need to understand is what's happening. What we know is that in the last year we have records for 42% of children who were referred to what we're calling Tier 3 services were not accepted. What we need to find out is why that was and where those young people went. Because if there was sufficient concern about their emotional well-being or their mental health to refer them to the next level of services, what happened to those children? Where did they get a service, or did they have to wait to become much more poorly and then get services that way? We need to find out what happened to those 42%. So I'm not saying the system is, you know, has rejected them and abandoned them. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we need to know what happened to them. We need to know why they were turned down, and we need to know where else they went for services.
So you're urging children and young people from 11 right through to about 21, along with their parents or carers who indeed had or have tried to obtain help for mental health to visit the survey?
Yeah. Our survey's been running since the summer, and it closes at the end of the month. Sorry, and therefore I'm really determined to hear directly from the young people themselves, which is why we've gone to 21. Because sometimes when you're out the other side, you can reflect differently. But I want to hear the good stories as well. We want to hear where it's worked as well as where it hasn't worked. We also have a survey for parents. If a young person doesn't feel able to complete the survey, or they're not well enough, or the parents feel it's so important that they want us to hear their story. So there's two surveys, and I urge anyone who has a story that they think would help me give good, sound advice to the system about this, to visit our website and fill in the survey.
And are you confident the system will listen to you? A system that doesn't even have a government?
I have, in the last 2.5 years as Children's Commissioner, on this issue, I have every confidence that the system will certainly listen to me, and it's a test of me doing my job as to how well it listens to me. But I'm not hearing anything either from the department or the health trust or the community and voluntary sector or the public or any of the agencies that they do not see this as a serious issue that needs to be addressed. And the reception we've received around the work that we're doing has been great. So I'm very optimistic that the system will definitely take into account what we're saying. And that's my job, to make sure that they do.
Okay, Commissioner, thank you very much indeed. Kulu Yusoma, the Children's Commissioner. Have you a story to tell us about your experience in terms of mental health assistance for a young person in your family? It can be positive, of course. If you've a good news story to tell us, we want to hear about that as well. 90333105 is the number to get us on.